Just to remind you to claim it, that's what we did last week. And so I'm just going to put it here so you have something else to watch besides me, even though I'm good at watching. Yeah. Okay, well, welcome again. So my talk today is, when will your good come? And I'm wanting to remind you that the theme for this month is claiming the life that you desire. So we want to stop in this moment and remember last week that really was what we were claiming, and to light up that frontal lobe of our brain with all the positive good things, to bless just what Diana talked about, and to bless the good and bless all that is yet to come into our lives. Because when we do that, it draws to us greater good. So actually, I'm sort of changing today's talk to asking the question, when will my good come? When will my good come? Our good is always right where we are. And I think sometimes we forget that. And so last Sunday, as we talked about lighting up that positive sense of self that lives within each one of us, the ideas, the loving expressions, is really our divine right. And I remember a student of science of mind that I had years ago, and the assignment was for her to write 3 treatments. And 2 of them were to be about somebody that she knew. Then, our treatments are our affirmative prayer. And 1 was to be about herself. And so she wrote these 2, as I'm sitting here reading her homework. She wrote 2 of them beautiful, flowery, about health and beauty and claiming the good and the love for these 2 individuals. And then I came to her treatment. And her treatment was short and stiff and uncaring. Bless our hearts. How easy it is for us to claim the good for each other. To know right where you are, God is. To know that your good is not only coming, but it is right where you are. And it was easy for her to claim that good for somebody else, except for herself. Is this by chance true for you? Stop and think about it. Are you as willing to claim your good for you as you are for someone else? And once I pointed this out to her, she began to plant a seed of love, of truth for herself. I'd like to say that overnight she was lifted up in this beauty, but it took some time. And it took her time to claim it, to excel in it, to understand it. And now I'd like to tell you that she excels in her profession. She is one of the most loved practitioners in Santa Rosa. Yes. Changing our thinking can change our life and does change our life, and it's up to each and every one of us to claim our personal good, to open the door of possibilities so our faith and our beliefs can soar, can light up in us. Because once it's lit up, it becomes a magnetic pull and drawing greater good to us. See, we are each given the power to build a better future. I really want you to take that in this morning. We are given the power to build a better future. And today I invite each one of us to plant the seeds of loving kindness and patience, first for ourselves. Remember that student, first for ourselves. And then for each other, And to give it then to one another. And we divide ourselves with fear. We divide ourselves with false beliefs and uncertainty. Anybody? Or we hide our mistakes in boxes. I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. But first, I'm going to talk to you more about this. Loving kindness has real value. Every one of us at our core desires to live in goodness and well-being. We just sometimes don't know how. So this morning I'm going to invite you to just stop and think, how can I bring this light of truth greater to my every moment, my every waking thought? See, I believe our good and loving kindness begins when we choose good. So I'm going to invite you this morning to just say, I choose good. Good is my friend. Good is where I'm going to put my attention. No matter what's going on or where you find yourself or what's happening in your life, just shower it with good. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, says, our three greatest needs are to feel that we are needed, wanted, and loved. Now think about that, that we are needed, wanted, and loved. So are you recognizing that you need you? You need to want you, to choose the greater good for you today in this moment, and to love you right where you are, no matter what it looks like, to feel that we belong to the universe which we live in, that we're special and that there's a place that is only can be expressed and experienced as you, as me. And to have a life we can lavish affection on. Now think about that. When's the last time you lavished affection on your life? And how do we lavish affection? We do it by looking for the good no matter what. And I had to do that. I had these boxes. I've had these boxes. There were about six or seven of them, and they were filled to overflowing. And I think I've moved them at least four times. So yesterday, I said to Rick, we've got to have a garage sale. And we had started putting our stuff together, and we were going to do it a little bit earlier, but something said, no, that wasn't right. So I decided that yesterday we would do the garage sale. So we set everything. We've got the tables from church. We put them all out. We got up really early, did our meditation. We went downstairs. I said from 9 until 1 we would do this garage sale. And at 8 o'clock in the morning, the news came over the TV. I have it on my phone. Everything in Lake of the Pines shut down. And there we are sitting with six tables of stuff. Okay, I bet if I pray, they'll come. We had a few people. Once I put my things out there and I looked at this and I said, what was I thinking when I kept moving these boxes from place to place? And Rick says, oh yeah, you've had those for a while. Yeah. And so I realized that instead of getting mad at myself that I had done that, I said, it's time for me to release this. It's time to let go of those, not only old beliefs, but what I had bought these things for at the time. To forgive myself and say, it's time to let these move on to someone, something else. So we packed up Rick's car. It was full. I still have a couple of things in my car. And he took it to Goodwill. The point I'm trying to make is, what do you have in the boxes that you haven't looked at, that need to be moved on. And it might be a real box, it might be a thing, but then again, it might be a belief, an idea that we've held against ourselves or about ourselves that it's time to release and let it go. Lavish ourselves with affection. As I repacked all of this up and set it off to its next journey, I said, at the time, it was what I thought was the right thing to do. It is no longer right for me to keep this. What is it that you're willing to release today? Because you see, when will your good come? Your good will come when you open to some greater possibilities. Most unhappiness comes from a sense of rejecting ourselves. I realized that over the years, I had been embarrassed about those boxes. Well, bless my heart. Not loving our quirks, not loving our unique selves. However, like myself and the student, I spoke of when we stop blaming and rejecting ourselves and we let go, our good can flow. I have to tell you, when I saw Rick's car going down the driveway, it felt so good. Freedom from an old belief, a part of me that no longer exists. Let my good flow. I'm going to invite you this morning to say that to yourself. I let my good flow. Because you see, it's up to each one of us to stand firmly in loving kindness and goodness and blessing every aspect first for ourselves before we can do it for each other. None of us are perfect. I'm the first one to raise my hand. However, being against ourselves, clogs our good. It literally closes the pipe of greater good. So I invite each one of us to unite with the self, our divine magnificent self, in a loving way, loving our mistakes, loving what the past has limited us to believe. If I don't love my mistakes, hear that. If I don't love my mistakes, I won't believe I am of value to God. Because there's this piece of me that I hold out that hasn't received my love or acceptance. When will my good come? When I claim it. When we each claim it. Blessing and loving ourselves is the key. As I wave goodbye to the boxes. They were really old boxes too. They were yellow. Bless my heart. There is so much more room in our garage, I have to tell you. And we're going to keep it that way. The kingdom of heaven symbolizes the infinite potential of good. Kingdom of heaven implies the perfect possibilities for everyone's life here and now. When we are willing to claim victory in every moment, we light up the possibilities. Despite outer appearances, oh, come on, let's forgive ourselves and move on. Anybody? I am. Thank you. I see the hands raising. Facebook land, raise your hand. Victory cancels old beliefs. I am claiming my good today. I am claiming victory in every aspect of my life. Claim it in your life today. Because our good is not fixed by time or circumstances. Our good is now. This moment is the best moment. And guess what? 5 minutes from now is going to be even better. Yes? So we alter our lives by changing our thinking. We hear that all the time. Change your thinking, change your life. Let's be living proof of that. Like Jesus, the source of his good was God. Therefore, he taught that real change in everyday life required first a change at the source of who we believe we are. We have to stop and believe that we are divine, individual expressions of the light and love of God. A farmer can change his crop by changing his seeds. So we can change our thoughts by what source we focus on. We can focus on those old boxes that have turned yellow. Or we can free ourselves to something new and a new idea and a new possibilities. Or what seeds we choose to water. I love these seeds. With God, all things are possible. Those are the seeds I claim and accept for myself. With God, all things are possible. And I also love saying, and you all who know me know I say this, it's all good, it's all God. Even when we come to a place in this community that we feel ourselves a little bit stuck, I just keep saying, it's all good, it's all God. And I keep looking until the good shows up, yes? Yeah. When will my good come? When I'm reminded to go to God, to go to that divine essence within me first. We're all afraid or question the next move. It's time to go first to God, first to our divine essence, first to that spirit of life. I believe it's up to each and every one of us to stay in balance, in the sacred balance and harmony, and to be in partnership with our own personal divine nature, and to let go of whatever has clogged your pipe. This will and does allow the seeds of good to be birthed in our life, to be planted, and to be revealed in a greater way through us, as us, and for us. Also, like saying, my life, my love, my God. Sometimes they say, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. So claim your God. Claim the goodness and the grace of God in you, for you, and as you. This is up to you. You get to choose. So let's take that into prayer. And just breathe into this sacred and holy place that we have created here together, recognizing that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. It is the sacred and holy nature that lives within me, and from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure and pure delight to speak this word for and about you right here and right now, knowing and accepting that right where you are, the infinite, divine, beloved essence of pure spirit is so alive and so powerful, and it is the good at the very center heart of your being, that you can never be separate from it, that it is the very essence of your soul. And I claim it and accept it for you today, and I invite you to claim it greater in yourself than ever before, knowing that right where you are, there's a powerful healing taking place. There is a greater revealing of truth that you are the beloved place where God shows up. I claim it, I accept it in your life, and I know that this radiant light of truth shines bright in every one of your affairs, in every circumstance and situation. And we allow the good to be revealed. We open as we plant the seeds of greater good in every aspect of our lives. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth the miracle-working power of God to renew, to restore, to refresh, as only God can. I claim and I accept it greater for you, for me, for each and every one of us today, and for this community. And I allow this truth to expand out, touching all hearts, the hearts of the world. May all hearts be at peace. May all hearts know this light of truth. And so we just trust in the miracles and the mystery of this life unfolding for and about each and every one of us. As we release and let it go into the goodness and the grace of God, trusting this powerful word that has been spoken, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, overflowing. We give thanks for that. And together we say, and so it is. Amen.